It's the Connor Happer Show with Connor Happer and Josh Ottson. Let's get ready to rumble.
Licensing of the phrase "let's get ready to rumble" just over the last 7+ years internationally is grossed approximately close to $400 million in retail sales.
Really?
You guys look like, what do they look like, Jimmy?
Dorks. They look like a couple of dorks.
On 1620, The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Friday. It's Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. It's another day of the week, so Coach Prime is telling recruits on Twitter to say, come find me.
Yeah, he always ends it with, I'm not a hard guy to find. Yeah, it's because you don't go anywhere. You just stay right there.
He asks 1 minute ago, are there any Louisiana dogs out there that feel underappreciated, stepped over, overlooked or neglected? I want you because I know what you have inside. I ain't hard to find, but I'm looking for you right now. Coach Prime. Hashtag Coach Prime. At CU Football. I like the stark difference in recruiting strategies from Coach Prime and their neighbors to the east, Matt Rhule.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
8 schools a day is the minimum.
Yeah, Matt Rhule's like, yeah, we're just doing our job going all to every school in the country. Coach Prime's like, hey, if you're good at football, come, you know, slide in my DMs. It's a little different, right? Also, 80% of the roster is going to be transfers in Colorado. Now, Nebraska will have a big number in that regard, too, probably in the neighborhood of, I don't know. They got probably, I think they brought in 11 new transfers this time. I think there's, on my distribution right now, there's 25 guys that were transfers on the roster, and that doesn't include, like, junior college guys. So Nebraska will have a pretty sizable number on their roster as well, but I don't think they want to make too much of a habit out of it. And things will change when the COVID years start to clear, as they've started to clear out already, when the COVID years, you know, are sort of officially gone. So rosters will take a look. But yeah, every day I'm reminded there is a bit of a philosophical difference between Matt Rhule and Coach Prime. Telling you, it's only a matter of time before somebody's going to pop off. It's only a matter of time before this thing really kicks up.
And if it does take a little while, someone's going to make something.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Like, they're going to make a mountain out of a molehill.
I mean, should we predict, like, a date, you know, and it's possible that it'll be a slow burn all spring and summer long, but when spring ball kicks up, I don't know. I just feel like somebody's going to say something.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say something about the game. Somebody's going to say something because these guys run into into each other in the recruiting trail all the time. That's probably because Nebraska's everywhere and Deion's staff is just like, eh.
I think I know how it's going to happen.
Okay, let's hear it.
The media is going to make this a rivalry game, whether it is or isn't. Besides the point, the media is going to ask about rivalry.
You're saying there will be questions.
There will be questions, and one of the coaching staffs, I'm not sure which one, will say, we don't consider them a rival.
Well, that would be Deion.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Rhule's not saying that, but that would be Deion. Okay. So maybe Matt Rhule will say something just offhand, and Deion will take it the wrong way.
Exactly.
And then we're off and running. That is happening soon. I don't know when. Once again, they'll be talking quite a bit during spring ball. Summer's always chit-chat time.
Yep.
Right? There will be something in there.
Just one line in a hashtag long read interview with one of these guys.
Like I said, it is. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of those, too. Getting to know the local media.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that it's just a slow burn all summer long and you know, it is, the game is what it is, which will still be fun and they still don't think about the world in the same way, and it's still Colorado, Nebraska, so, you know, it's a rivalry and both teams will want to win the game. But I'm going to go ahead and say that somebody's going to say something. I don't know what it will be. Somebody's going to tick somebody off this summer. It's only a matter of time.
I'm ready for it.
So there's your Coach Prime update of the day. Elsewhere on the show, Brian Munson will join here in just a couple minutes. Speaking of recruiting, we'll talk about that. Sort of wrap up the 2014? I have no idea. The 2023 class, only 9 years off there. Sipple will join in the 1 o'clock hour. He'll be joined with a special guest potentially. Keep your eye on that one. I have gotten confirmation from Sipple. Well, you know, you never really know. But he said, lock me in.
Whoa.
So not only are we going to promote that Steve Sipple's coming on the show, we guarantee it.
Oh, wow.
I know it's dangerous. NBC will join in the 1 o'clock hour today, just a hair later. The lineup is powered by the Rooferees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Happy Friday. Nebraska and Creighton both in action this weekend from a basketball perspective. Happy 80s for Brady weekend for those who celebrate.
For those who celebrate.
Happy,
I'm trying to celebrate.
Happy birthday to our tiny baby boy.
Can rent a car.
No, he can't yet.
No, right? He's 24 today?
Yeah, he's 24.
Oh, okay.
He turned 24 today. Did you see the picture that his dad tweeted out? Joey?
No.
Joey McGuire, the head coach of Texas Tech. He said, you know, happy birthday, Garrett. Actually, Texas Tech football did a tweet as well. But Joey McGuire, we're talking about Garrett McGuire, by the way. He's Nebraska's wide receivers coach. I don't know if you've heard about this. But, you know, there's pictures of him playing football over the years and hanging out with his dad. And then there's one from recently where Garrett, tiny baby boy, is wearing a Nebraska, you know, hoodie. They're chatting up at the dinner table, just talking ball. He really does look like a little baby.
Yeah, it's not just that he's 24. It's the aesthetic of it all.
I'm telling you, man, we were talking about this with Brunts the other day. I can't wait to talk to him because they think he's like a whiz kid. They think he's going to be a really big deal.
Yeah, I'd put him out in front of the media sooner rather than later, yeah. So the tiny baby boy jokes stop when we find out how smart he is about football.
I want to keep this going though. Like, and people have to realize we're not like I'm over the fact that he's 24 years old. I genuinely don't care.
Yeah, it's not mean spirited.
It's really not mean spirited. Yeah. It's fine. Nebraska has a young wide receivers coach. He looks young, I think it's objectively funny that Nebraska has a 24-year-old assistant coach. Like, if you can't see the comedy in that, then I don't, you know. I just think that's objectively funny. I want to keep it going. I'll call him Tiny Baby Boy for as long as he's here. But it sounds like, I mean, he's on a track, and they might not think that they, you know, are going to have him for very long. He could be a guy in a couple of years where we're talking about he's the youngest coordinator in college football, or he's the next Lincoln Riley, or, you know, whatever it might be. That seems to be the trajectory that they think he's on. He's certainly got a great start, in an early start at the age of, you know, 23 and 24, holding a Power 5 full-time assistant job. So happy birthday. Still can't rent a car yet, though, 1 year away.
Renting a car is overrated.
I've always said that too. Some news with Texas and Oklahoma this morning, potentially not leaving the Big 12 for, you know, until they were scheduled to, which I always thought was far-fetched when they announced that they were going to the SEC two summers ago, and they weren't going to leave the conference until after 2024. And that still seems to be the case today as talks have sort of slowed down an early exit, which is sort of interesting. We could talk about that.
May I very briefly?
You may.
Just go. Just go. Write a check and go. I'm tired of this.
That's what I say.
I'm tired of this will they, won't they, Ross and Rachel crap. Just go.
This is, This is just, it's hanging over the Big 12. It's just awkward.
And I get it. Like, your earning potential as the Big 12 conference goes down severely without those two. Say a number, Texas, Oklahoma, cut them a check, and let's just go.
It's just awkward.
Yeah.
So we're going to, I don't know. We'll see what happens, but it seems like talks have stalled out for an early exit. I did eventually, I just made it back from Lincoln like an hour ago after the fourth quarter last night. So.
Yeah, what were there? 247 foul calls in that fourth quarter?
I don't even know the number.
A lot of whistles.
I mean, I looked at the board at various points during the game, and I'm sitting there like, okay, both teams have been in the bonus for several minutes. both teams have, like, you know, 25-plus turnovers. Like, that Hageman on Michigan, if you were watching last night, we're talking about Nebraska women. That Hageman from Michigan State, like, expert at kicking the legs out and drawing the foul, I guess.
I don't want to lie to you, Connor. I'm not going to sit here and say that I watched the whole game or anything.
Well, if you watched the fourth quarter, you got the picture.
I watched the last 12 and a half seconds of the game.
How long that take?
I'm not exaggerating when I say I think it took 10 minutes.
Oh, I think that's at least. There's a couple timeouts in there, free throws. There was a review toward the end as well. Yep.
It was...
I don't know what you do.
Not excruciating, but
this has been a thing for years in college basketball, and people complain about it. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
It just there's so many fouls. Teams are desperate to sort of figure it out. Coaches are micromanagers, so they want to have their players in the right spot. They can advance the ball, you know, out of timeouts and stuff like that. So they're gonna take the timeout to do that.
The players are too young to kind of take ownership of the game, like in the NBA, where like, okay, that I know that player knows what to do in this situation. So the coaches end up, like you said, micromanaging.
And here's another thing. This is obviously we're familiar with this in Nebraska for the Nebraska men. I just feel like this is totally anecdotal. I feel like. Everybody sucks at free throws now. I don't know what that is.
It seems like every team has one person that is excellent at them, and then everyone else is like
30%. So you put them on the free throw line, and that's what they're doing. They're fouling them to put them on the free throw line. They're saying, make these free throws, and you win. And they don't make the free throws. So then we just continue on into the foul fest as long as we can go, and it becomes a war of attrition and who misses more or makes more free throws. Like, that's not how college basketball is supposed to go. I really think that would obviously help quite a bit. Just make some free throws. Really. it's sort of as simple as that. Fred Hoiberg's talked about this a lot, and he's always saying, yeah, we have decent shooters. I don't know what it is. In 4 years, they've just never been able to shoot free throws at a really, really high rate. So when they get into those situations where they have the chance to close out a game late, they can't do it.
I know what it is, Connor. Have you ever heard of the clutch gene? They don't have it.
Well, so nobody has it? I mean, nobody. We're not just talking about Nebraska basketball now. Nobody has it?
Nobody.
I just feel like that's a thing in college basketball right now. Nobody's shooting free throws at a high enough rate, and then you have all these fouls. You mix in a nice long review, and then all of a sudden you watch a game for the last 2 minutes, and it's excruciating. It's excruciating. And, yeah, last night was excruciating. But they won. Win's a win.
What's Connor Happer, breaking news across on the news desk here. Your close personal friend, Lane Kiffin, has gotten another dog. Juice 2.
Oh no.
Juice 2. I believe Juice 1 is fine and dandy. They just got another one.
Juice, he named his second dog Juice 2?
He tweeted a photo of the dog on the driver's seat and captioned it Juice 2. I don't entirely know if that means they got another puppy.
There is no chance that he named his dog, his second dog, Juice 2.
Yeah, I'm sure it has an actual name, but it will be referred to by the public as Juice 2. There are also papers strewn about the center console of Lane Kiffin's vehicle and an open styrofoam cup. I don't know what's in the bottom of that cup. I don't want to speculate.
Diet Coke.
My guess is skull spittle.
No, it's halfway full.
It is halfway full.
There's no way.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that's a piece of paper and a visor in Lane Kiffin's center console. And then a COVID mask.
Oh, is that a mask on the passenger seat?
No, it's in the cup holder.
Okay, yeah, that's a mask in the cup holder.
We're dissecting this. That looks to be a napkin in the passenger seat.
Okay.
And then a visor and a sheet of paper. And then a dog.
A very, very cute dog.
All right, now that we've gone through that, if you got a second dog and named it whatever your first dog's name was, two?
Just a sequel to my first dog.
It's a little low energy. Little low effort for me.
Feels lazy.
Like part of getting a new dog is you get the opportunity to name it again.
Yeah.
You get a new lease on life. You get to, you know, you get to try again. Right? I'm gonna name this, you know, I had regrets about the first dog's name. I hope he comes up with a better name than Juice too. Okay, good breaking news.
Thank you.
All right, we will come back. Brian Munson of Husker Online. We'll talk about the recruiting class, where Nebraska's efforts are set on now. Is it Dylan Raiola or bust for Nebraska in the 2024 class? Munson joins next on 1620 The Zone.